You're listening to episode 49 of the Sustainable Parenting Podcast with me, Flora McCormick. And today we're diving into the secrets to having a successful, fun time in your spring break with your family, whether it's a staycation or a vacation. Hello, and welcome to the Sustainable Parenting Podcast. Let me tell you, friend, this place is different. We fill that gap between gentle parenting and harsh discipline that's really missing. To parent with kindness and firmness at the same time and give you the exact steps to be able to parent in ways that are more realistic and effective, and for that reason, finally feel sustainable. Welcome. Remember, if you are new to the podcast, that we super appreciate if you would leave a review by scrolling down to the bottom of the episodes. And also if you would share an episode with a friend, if there's something that you find that has great value. Lastly, this is going to go live while I'm actually on vacation with my family. So if you want updates on how these tips are really working in real time with my family, check me out on Instagram at Sustainable Parent Coach or on Facebook at Flora McCormick. And I would love to hear how your trips are going too. So let's dive in to the three main ingredients that I believe give you a more successful spring break. The first is to define what matters. The second is to make agreements in advance. And the third is to be sure you know how you're going to follow through with key motivating factors. All right, let's dive in here. First one is to decide what matters. I will be very open in saying that I'm borrowing this phrase a bit from one of my favorite influencers, Kendra at The Lazy Genius. Her whole shtick is how to be genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. And I adore her. I've been a listener for over 6 years. And here's the thing is that I want you to think about what matters on this vacation or during this week at home together. You might be like, well, duh, I don't know, just being with my family. You may think that's a silly or dumb question, but here's why I don't think it's silly or dumb. Because often I think that we go into vacations or time with our family with a lot of shoulds that are just from everyone else and aren't really what matters to us. Like we think, okay, so I'm going to Disneyland and I know that you should, you know, set up a time that you're going to see the princesses, or I've heard that you should definitely spend this many hours on the beach. I've heard that you definitely, if you're at home, should do this many different art projects together, go places all day long. But is that really what matters to you? I want you to define what matters to you. So for instance, my family's going to Disneyland and we decided what matters to us is that we have an enjoyable time together and that we make some special memories. We don't feel like we should go to a princess event or a character event because that's just not us. It's not something that's going to be most important to our kids. We also want it to be enjoyable. So we're not planning to like be there from the very first second and all the way till the end to get the most out of every single ride. Because that's not what matters to us. What matters most is that we enjoy our time together. So we're going to make choices that align with those values we've decided matter most. If I was having a staycation like I did last spring break where we didn't go anywhere and we stayed at home, I would have defined that what mattered to me was that we enjoyed our time together. And again, we made some memories. So I would think about how can I do that, meet those values here at home. And some of that involved just letting them run around with neighbors and build snowmen and do fun things in the backyard with the snow. So with that being said, I want you to define for yourself what matters and make choices that align with that. Secondly, I want you to think about making agreements in advance. So if you are someone who just like, let's go into the vacation, let's have a great time. And then it goes south and then you start making threats and then you start having consequences and then you start yelling. I want you to think of flipping that and instead make those agreements, my friend, talk about it ahead of time. And a secret here is I call this planning for the worst and then hoping for the best.
meaning let's plan for where we think there will be possible battles and have discussions about that. And then we can hope for the best. If we, without just naively saying like, I think it'll be fine. And then we end up really disappointed.
When we're making an agreement in advance, that might be something like, hey, we're planning to go to the pool each night, but let's be clear, if we've been having a hard time being a good boss of our body, we might have to take 10 to 15 minutes just relaxing in the room to get back into being a good boss of your body again before we go to the pool. That's kind of a natural consequence way to have some motivation for them to be willing to make their best choices during the day. And it also might just be logistically true that they've had a lot going on and need a little downtime before we go to the pool. But make agreements in advance. If you don't want to have to battle the constant begging for all the food that they're going to see at the amusement park or all of the possible souvenirs, make an agreement in advance about a budget that they have to choose from for the amount of souvenirs that you're going to buy.
Other categories of agreements in advance that I've talked with families about this week include things like tech time. If you think that being in a room with a TV right there at the foot of their beds is going to have them expecting that they get to watch a ton of TV first thing in the morning and at night, be clear in advance what the agreement is on that use of technology. If you're bringing iPads because you're going to have them listen, be able to be on them during the flight, be clear. Does that mean they have open free access whenever they want? If you're driving just on a short jaunt somewhere, or it, you know, what are the parameters? We're using this just for the plane and that's it. They're going away in a bag after that. Or yeah, we'll have them for some downtime after lunch while we all have some quiet time in the hotel room. Make those agreements so you're not battling the constant asking during the trip. Another key piece about this I forgot to say is make an agreement about your reset plan. Meaning, if you've watched my previous episode on reset, you know that we recommend that instead of timeout here. And you can do that anywhere you possibly are. You can have a plan for reset to be on a bench if you're out at a park or the zoo. You can have a plan for it to be back in the car if you're going to be in an open space like the park or the beach. You can plan for it to be in the bathroom at any public location like a rodeo or a restaurant or an amusement park. And certainly in a hotel room, even if you're sharing the room, the bathroom could be used as that reset spot. So check out episode 37 if you want to know more about that reset plan.
And then this really ties in easily to the third piece, which is then know your key motivators so that you can follow through. If you know you're likely going to the pool each night and that's going to be something they're looking forward to, then keep that in mind as a motivator for them to be making good choices through the day. And you can use when-thens. When we have been making good choices with our bodies, then we will have an hour at the pool. And when we aren't, each time, you know, we have a major situation, we might lose 15 minutes at the pool. Another agreement in advance based on their motivation could be like the room. If they're getting to share a room with a best friend, it could be, yeah, when you guys stay in here and quietly get yourselves to bed, then you can stay sharing a room. And when you don't, we may separate you. Or if we're going to be at the restaurant and you're making good choices, then we can have lemonade. And if we aren't, we might just have water. Or on the plane, when we are being respectful, responsible, we get to keep our iPad. And when we don't, we don't. Or whatever the factors may be, know what's likely highly motivating to them and have that be useful for encouraging their best behavior. So these are my three quick, simple, down and dirty tips to have a more fun spring break. First, decide what matters. Second, make agreements in advance. Third, know your key motivators and use them. And friend, if you would like to have more direct support on how to apply sustainable parenting tools to your specific family, please reach out to me, as that's what I love to do, is give direct parent coaching to those highest motivated parents who are just really ready to have someone walk alongside them, encourage them, answer every question individually so that they can be in a place where they're parenting with more kindness and firmness at the same time and feeling like parenthood is finally sustainable. Friend, great to see you again today via this message, and I hope to see you again next week. Happy spring break, everyone!